USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Leadership in the Senate has reached a power-sharing agreement laying out how the body will operate with a 50-50 split. New Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the deal settles committee ratios and allows those committees to organize with Democrats at the gavel. They hold the majority in the Senate through the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Kamala Harris. At the heart of the standoff was the matter of the filibuster, which Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell demanded Schumer pledge to keep in place. The New York Democrat initially resisted, but two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, announced they wanted to keep the filibuster rule intact, essentially depriving Schumer of the votes to do away with it. And prosecutors in Wisconsin are asking a judge for a new arrest warrant and an increased bond for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teen accused of killing two people last year during unrest in Kenosha. According to court filings, prosecutors say Rittenhouse violated the terms of his current bond by moving and failing to give the court his new address. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.